Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So midweek, the process moving forward to regain its winning ways here in 2015. Last year, substandard for one of Scott Bless's outfits on the north side, a losing season. Only the second, though, in the last 7 years. That said, following that kind of scenario, a winning campaign is always followed, and that's what the Maroon and Gold is looking for here in Vol Camp, taking us into the season opener a week from Friday.
Well, you know, I think when you have a year like that, it makes you reflect and look back and see what you've got to get better on. And I think we did that as a staff, and I think our players have done a great job of that too. And we're kind of looking to get back to the things that we've built our program on and try to be tough and fundamental and play as a team. And, that's the biggest thing we've worked on.
Well, and I know you've, ever since I've known you, Scott, you've always emphasized that word team. It could be as crucial a focal point.
Our players have bought into that. And I think we've got guys that are constantly thinking about their teammates and what they can do to not only make themselves the best they can be, but what they can do to help their teammates from top to bottom get better. If we continue to do that throughout the season, I think it could be really exciting.
Well, that statement will get enhanced big time if they can spring an early surprise and knock off preseason ranked number 2 Columbus East in the lid lifter a week from Friday. That's also our broadcast game. This Friday night, Coach Scott and crew, a game scrimmage, although controlled, against older brother Mark and his Avon Orioles at 7 o'clock. South travels as well to Lawrence Central, and Edgewood goes to Danville for similar type scrimmages. But Blass returns from vacation. He's with Dave tonight in the zone, and your phone calls at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Let's go.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
I remember Jake Reed as an outstanding all-state tight end and defensive end when Tim Bless had him in high school over at Columbus North. Fast forward now a few years, here's the Hoosiers, man in the middle. Offensive center and a pretty doggone good O-line of Coach Greg Fry. Jake, one that has bided his time, was redshirted his freshman year last season, started 4 games at that center spot. And he certainly got a taste of it, anchoring things. And now, well, here he is in his senior campaign.
It's been a blessing. This is some of the best competition you're going to find in college football. So, it's just fun to get out there and compete. We obviously want to continue to get better every game. And I think competing against these teams every week is going to really, help us develop, like, week in and week out.
A little about Coach Fry and his influence, the influence he's had on the interior line as a whole.
He really pushes us. He pushes the whole line to take. His motto is coaching is, as a coach, I'm trying to take you where you can't take yourself, and I think he does a really good job of that. There's going to be some grueling practices, but we all realize at the end that's like, it's better for us, and obviously we've seen ourselves grow, and we've come to the point where we're embracing these harder practices.
Now, where do you take yourself?
It's still a competition every day. Another thing Coach Fry says, he doesn't know who the starters are until game day. So we got to keep pushing each other, and having that competition within your own group is also a good way to push yourself too.
That's a fifth-year senior center, the man in the middle, Jake Reed. And don't forget, in the zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.